It's feeding time.
A small group of students clusters around some low couches in the library at Roger Williams University just before lunchtime. One of them is a petite 20-year-old from China with long black hair and round cheeks. Her name is Johar Ilham.
She actually gave me some of her food. She made me like Peking duck, is it?
Peking duck.
Peking duck.
The biggest clue that Ilham is not just any college student is that she's wearing a businesslike blue dress and a white jacket. She's dressed that way because she just met with a congressman and a senator about her father, Ilham Todi. He's an economist serving a life sentence in China for speaking out about the Uyghur people, a mainly Muslim ethnic minority that faces discrimination. When Chinese authorities detained him at Beijing Airport almost 2 years ago, his daughter was with him. Her voice gets quiet describing that time.
They suddenly took my father away and I didn't know what to do. I don't know how to help him.
At her father's urging, Ilham boarded the flight they were supposed to take together and eventually landed in Indiana, where her father would have been a visiting scholar. She soon found herself repeating the story of his detainment to journalists at all hours of the day and night.
7 until 8 or around 9 every morning, journalism. Ding, 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 ding. Hi, is this Johar Ilham? Hi, is this Johar Ilham? Hi, like, even like in the 3 a.m., 4 a.m., like this way.
It was around the same time that a class from Roger Williams University, along with writer-in-residence Adam Braver, also reached out. They were working with a group called Scholars at Risk, which advocates for intellectuals who face threats because of things they say or write.
There was something so relatable about this story.
Roger Williams senior Ashley Barton says they were moved by the idea of a student their own age, alone in a foreign country, fighting for her father's freedom.
I could never imagine myself being 19 years old, flying to a country I've never been, where I don't know the language, where I'm just fully immersing myself into this culture that I know nothing about, and I lost the one person that was supposed to go with me on this journey.
Barton and several other Roger Williams students journeyed to Washington, D.C., where they met Ilham in person for the first time. She remembers the moment they picked her up at the airport.
And we never met before. They took me from airport.
Sounds like we kidnapped you.
We didn't take you.
Picked us.
The students didn't kidnap Ilham, but they did take her to meet congresspeople and advocacy groups to press for action on behalf of her father. They requested letters of support and news coverage in the hope that international scrutiny would force the Chinese government to treat him more fairly. Roger Williams Sr. Jennifer Iacobino says since that time, the case has become much more than a class project.
It wasn't just something we did once a year. It wasn't just some person in the other side of the world that needed our help. It became a friend that needed our help, our friend's father. So I think it just became very personal.
Ilham's story was featured in major media outlets from the BBC to the New York Times, but Chinese authorities did not relent. Her father was sentenced to life in prison last September. And because she has been so vocal in the media, Ilham now fears it would be dangerous for her to return to China. She remains uncertain when she might see her family again, and lately, her father's lawyers tell her he's losing weight in prison.
I wrote a small letter to him, and I give it to lawyer. Lawyer give it to him. And my father only said one sentence. Let her study hard. Let her study hard. Yeah, this is the only thing he said to me.
So Ilham is studying hard, learning English and taking university courses. She continues to advocate for her father by meeting with elected officials and speaking publicly, as she did on her visit to Roger Williams University. She and the students who have become her friends are pushing for her family to be able to visit her father more frequently. And senior Caitlin Holton says their activism has brought more visibility to the issue of free speech at the Roger Williams campus.
Because you don't really think about it because you live in America and you have those freedoms that other places don't have the same freedoms.
Roger Williams writer-in-residence Adam Braver is working on a book about Ilham based on a series of interviews, which is due out this summer. And the students say they will keep fighting for her father, even after they graduate. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.